In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. For better or for worse, I am limited with regard to the time I have to speak. What we have to say is to you students who have participated in this act of respect and love for the Queen of Heaven, for our Holy Mother Mary. I'm sure all of you know that as we grow up, we are increasingly afflicted with the vice of pride. We have the idea, and we are indoctrinated with the idea, that the older we get, the more we know, and the more independent we have the right to be, the older we get, the less we want anyone telling us anything. And it is because of this that Almighty God gave us the Virgin Mary to be our mother. You students know that right now, it is no great problem for you to act as humble children to your mother. When you think of our Lord, you easily think of Him as a child of Mary, who was obedient, respectful, and who loved her very dearly. Our Lord never lost this attitude toward His mother. To this very day, He defers to her. Even if He reigns over the whole universe, His mother can, we might say, still get anything from Him that she wants. She has only to indicate that she wants something, and He feels duty-bound to grant it to her. He still, toward His mother, is, in a way, a humble son. What we pray for today, and what you students should pray for today, is that you will keep the same disposition toward Mary that you have now, that you will today ask her a simple request: never let me get so old, so smart, so mature, so money-interested or hungry, so responsible, that I am anything but a child to yourself. Ask the Virgin Mary to give you the spirit of a child toward herself. All of you know that Mary is to be understood as the personal paradigm of the Church. And all of you know that it is this accursed vice of pride which has been taught to the Catholic people since and due to the Second Vatican Council. Whenever you hear that no longer do women want to wear something on their heads when they go to church, you know very well they were taught that to wear something on their heads when they come to church is a sign of subjection, that they are, by this sign, submitting themselves to the Church. As Mary submitted herself to the Church, as Mary submits herself to the authority of God always. It is this attitude, this conceit, that you find among the modern Catholics. They think that they are better off now, that there is practically no obedience in the Church. They think that we are disobedient, when in fact they have been given permission to obey no one, to decide what they will do. This is represented in the way they dress when they go to church, in the fact that the priests and the bishops will no longer tell them which acts are sins, because they have been taught that if they don't want to agree with the priests and the bishops and the Pope with regard to what are sins, well, then they won't do it. They've learned this from the proud priests who have taught them that they have a right to decide what God's law is. The whole spirit of the conciliar movement is that of pride. And insofar as it is against the true Catholic spirit. The true Catholic spirit is that humility which we see represented in our attitude toward the Virgin Mary. And we are taught to regard her as our mother, and no matter how old we get, we ought never to think of ourselves as anything other than children of Mary. And we ought always to speak to her as if we were in the first grade. The first graders readily accept what the church tells them. The first graders love to believe the beautiful stories that they are told about their religion. They love to hear them. And they love to think of themselves as the beloved children of Mary. It's no problem for them. And what we pray for is that you children never outgrow this humble spirit. You will find yourselves as grown-ups in situations in which you have to make a choice whether to be like a child toward the church and to obey what the church tells you, or to be like a Protestant or a modern Catholic or a pagan, an atheist who has his chin up, who bows his back and says, I will not. I will do it my way. And that is the spirit that now pervades the world. And all of us know that every day as grown-ups we have the choice whether to be humble children of Mary and of the church, or to exercise ourselves in this arrogance. Some of us may have tried this, and we may have had the grace to come crawling back and to admit that it does not work. And it is no fun being all by oneself without one's mother. That after one makes his mistakes and embarrasses himself, makes a fool of himself, it is a sweet mercy if one knows where to go to find someone who will say, I told you, but I'm glad you're back. Again, my dear children, this is what we hope that you will remember, that no matter what happens in your future lives, you will remember these days when you were kneeling before the statue of Our Lady. You see, in the modern church, they think it necessary to remove these statues because the Protestants say it is idolatry. But we know it's not idolatry. It's simply an act of humility. We know the statue is a representation and nothing more. And simple logic knows that it is good to have a representation of the Queen of Heaven so that we can localize our reverence, so that we can imagine the beauty of our Blessed Mother. And it is an act of humility which we should never outgrow. And this is what you parents should exemplify. You also should show that humility toward Our Lady and toward the church. You should always have this expression on your mind and on your lips. The church teaches. Our Holy Mother, the church teaches. Holy Mother Mary teaches. And if she teaches this, this is what we must do. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.